Warren A. Crosby, A for Abijah. I changed my name. My name really on the town books was Abijah W., but I changed it round and put the A in the middle when I was in school. I didn't like the boys to call me Bijah. Wouldn't have it. So I changed it round and kept it that way ever since. I was born in North Chatham in 1843, I think, the 20th day of November. I went to sea when I was 12, cook of a small vessel that ran off here, the Erastus Nickerson. What did I know about cooking? Must have been pretty poor victuals I gave them. You might say I was cook until I was 16 when Fort Sumter was taken, and that was the time I went away in the ship Oxenbridge to Melbourne, Australia. We went from Boston to Melbourne 84 days and up the Bay of Bengal to Akyab near Calcutta, where we loaded with rice for Le Havre, France, 167 days. 167 days from one port to another was an awful long time. A long voyage for salt meat. We met with head winds. The crew's teeth fell out, but mine didn't. My teeth are all right. From Le Havre, France, to Liverpool, I was raised up to second mate. I got along fast. The second mate came home during the war, and the captain put me in his place, from Liverpool to Calcutta with a load of salt, while the Alabama was chasing the vessels and burning them up, and we couldn't get a charter. We had to take ballast, sand or stone, when empty to make the vessel stand up. But you'd better not write that down, for anyone will know that a vessel without cargo has to have ballast. It wouldn't be safe to go, for a vessel like that wouldn't stand up. Then we took a load of linseed at Calcutta in bags for Hull in the North Sea, but we never got there. I'll tell you about the trouble. We got as far as the Cape of Good Hope when we struck a gale and we got the linseed wet, and she lay on one side and leaked badly. We made the island of St. Helena, and we went in there and had a survey, and the vessel was condemned. Then the consul sent us home to New Bedford on a whaling bark, the Mary Fraser. That ended the 4 years, and my father and my mother didn't know me. Tall, with a black beard, black as the devil. My older sister knew me, though. I gave her a model that I made on shipboard that is painted behind me. Carried it in my arms. A lot of work to cut all those thin sails with just a penknife. The next time I sailed, I was captain. Captain of the bark Daniel Webster. I went to Messina and came back with a load of fruit for Boston, 3 months and a half. Then I sailed again for Alpheus Hardy in the bark Bounding Billow. We went to Valencia, Spain for a load of oranges in the Mediterranean. We ran into head winds coming home and were out so long that the crew all came down with scurvy, but I wouldn't let one of them break into any oranges. No, sir. That time, we were out 167 days. The men all got scurvy, their teeth fell out. But mine didn't. I didn't lose any of my teeth. Well, that voyage ended the foreign voyages. 12 years foreign voyages altogether.